常识的כל מי שיש לו עין טובה לתלמידו של אברהם אבינו עין רע מתלמידו של בלעם הרשע זה מידה that is called עין טובה זה מידה עין טובה מוסס עין טובה הוא יבורך and זה מידה that is called עין רע a bad eye. The person has to know in life first, that's the right thing to have an eye in favor. But there's more from that. A person could develop when he's a bacher, when he starts his life to be a baal eye in favor, and he could develop to be a baal eye in ro. A person that is a Bala Ayin Toivo, all of the people that are around him, all of the people that are with him, feel that he has an Ayin Toivo. And the person that has an Ayin Ro, all of the people that are with him, all of the people that are around him, feel that it's a Bala Ayin Ro. And a person, Ayin Toivo, if a person is born with an Ayin Toivo, Baruch Hashem, Ashrei. But most people are not born with an Ayin Toivo. But a person could develop an Ayin Toivo. And it's an avoda that a person has to work at. And when a person works on it, he gets it. He becomes a Baal Ayin Toivo. And then, I'll explain in a second, everything he sees is good. Developed the Naharonim. You know, they say there's two ways to look at a cup. You can see the full half, and you can see the empty half of the cup. Okay, this is the Chochmah going timing, the way to arrange that's what we're trying to speak about. But it's the same cup. And one person sees, wow, it's half full. And the other person sees, oh, it's a half empty. And this is life. The person that has an Ayin Toivo, we'll explain in a second, it's nafkeminis to different people also. But it's be'etzim nafkeminis for his own life. He sees the good. So mainly he feels good. The one that has the Ayin Ro sees the bad. But mainly he feels bad. But mainly he feels upset. A person tells you a vault, shtikulteya. Not emes. There's a little bit of kishon there. Shtikul yediyas. Shtikul cheshb. Mer nisht, yeah? So, a person hears his friend comes over and tells him a shtikul, you know, kashim it ateretz. Shtikul kishon, shtikul cheshb, shtikul yediyas. And you can say the same thing, no, shtik yedias, shtik cheshbon, aber mer nisht. Nothing else is here. And the first person, he sees good for his friend. Chazal say, Oireach toiv ma hu oimer. Kol ma she torach balabais le torach elo bishvili. Kam o maichol ichim, כמה משקעיכים ריח רע מה הוא אומר כל מה שתורך בעל הבייס לא תורך אלו בשבילו and both of them are right he did it for the guest he wants a bala bata של מיר he wants the oilum to come out wow there's no shy about it he more doesn't say ריח אמס מה הוא אומר ריח שקרן מה הוא אומר ריח טויב מה הוא אומר ריח רע מה הוא אומר It's the same part. And the question is how you look at it. Question how you look at it. A person well, I want to go a little bit lemay sedik. I say it alam over the taxi driver. I see it b'chush. I take a taxi, Lamazaga from Yeshiva, way back home Friday. This week I took a taxi. I stopped, you know, one place to buy some zachen, another place. When I finish all of my things, it's maybe around the hour and 20 minutes. Don't you take it from Yeshiva till the house? All my stops, it takes an hour and 20 minutes. Now, I'll tell you, I want to be masbir. If you put on the money, I don't know if you know what it is, but it's a yeah, still enough with the stops will cost 80 shekel the most. It's the mitzvah. Not a big ride. Lefi the time, if you go lefi timing, it's an hour and 20 minutes, is 120, 130 shekel. So the yashas that he deserves is 130. So I plan to pay 130. This is the ashes. The guy is working for his parnasa. He's not a guy. He didn't steal the taxi from Noah. He needs a parnasa. You need to give him it. But how much? He needs to get a parnasa. So I know. I'll go in and I'll tell him I'm going to Arnav, but I want lefi zman. Yeah. He start to scream. What Arnav lefi zman? Mapitam. I know. I tried once or twice. Yeah. So I come in and I ask him to put on the meter. And I stop one place, another place. And then I tell him in a way, you know, I have a tzad that if you the time, it will come up more. So leave the meter, but if it comes up more, I will give you more. I'll give you the more that will come up. If the meter will be more, you'll get the meter. And if the other, he says, I said, I like to be a straight person. And the whole way we argue, he says, "Mapi, come to," and I said, "I want to be a straight person." And every time I have to, I lose. Yeah, but this is mitzvahs. So first, you know, every week I do a kiddush Hashem with a guy. I try to take a year; it'll be a real kiddush Hashem. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, the guy is working for a panlasi. I know if I will tell him, I'm saying the truth, that if he the time, it's much more. I'm stopping in this store and that store. The road is a small road. There's no money for the road. But the guy thinks that everyone's trying to steal him. I'll make him angry before he starts. For what? What does the Ayin Toivah say? Ayin Toivah looks on the other person. He also wants to bring upon us. I'll tell you, I go in to buy, on the way, I go in Burma, there's a bakery. I buy cakes. So I offer before I eat, maybe I could buy you a cake. Every time they say no, I'm telling you. Never, they never said yes. The guy feels like a person. I don't want to feel like a person. This is Ayin Toivah. Try to look to make people happy. No one will try to do bad for you. No one is trying to do bad for you. Look at the good. Look at the good of the other person. You're right. The other person made a meal because he wants to have a Shana Shabbos meal. He wants the Olam, yeah? He invited a whole beer and he wants them to come over after to make a whole Shtola Matzah. You also like to make sometimes a meal? That's just a Shem. You also, when you make a party, you make a chles, a little party for someone. You don't want it to look nice? You always try to look nice. But you want people to thank you. Why are the other person you're looking different? You're trying to make money. When you go to camp, you also try to make money. Mm-hmm. What is Ayin Toivah? If you say Shtikul Teich, you like people to say, wow, even if you know that it's not like this. You know that the lumdus alein. You know yourself that when the Rashba will come to you, come to the Shemaim, you will not run to tell to the Rashba. Yeah, you know yourself. How about you say the Chabur? Why not to give the other person to feel like that? Now the chokhmah of a person that trains himself to have an Ayin Toivah he comes to a place, he says, Kol ma shetorach balabais lo yitorach bishvili. I'll give you the moshe. The person is in a yeshiva, like yeshiva smir. You know how much the Rosh Hashiva does? How much Rosh Hashiva does for everyone? Rosh Hashiva is terech so much. Right? It's terech so much. He tries to sell this, and he tries to sell this, and he tries to sell, cost him a fortune amount of money. You're right, maybe you don't like the fish Monday. Kenzai! Yeah? I also feel that I don't understand exactly. I know that the yeshiva is the Indian and Sheni v'chamishi, you don't give fleshing, because Yerushalayim I'm all day fast, so there's no fleshing in Sheni v'chamishi. This is the Kabbalah, so this is the way the yeshiva, Sheni v'chamishi will never be fleshing. The yeshiva is allowed to have the Kabbalah, yeah? But someone is telling something, someone is trying. So he doesn't understand the taste, Lamazon. You appreciate? And you say, yeah, the yeshiva is doing for themselves, they don't care the guy. There's two ways to look at the same thing. So much people, well, who no one cares, I'm trying to get into the dorm and Mashgiach doesn't get me in and this and that and this and that. The Ayin Toivah sees but how much someone is trying to do good for you. How much someone is trying to shelter you. How much someone is trying to shelter you. This is Ayin Toivah. Chazal tell us, but this is the second shlav, but I'm saying a person has to get used to before the second shlav. Maybe start in the first shlav, noch am in the zwei. A person has to get used to teach himself to become a Ayin Toivah. Zog the Gemara, I will take the next Chazal. Chazal say one of the Amiroim was walking with his Talmud in the street and they saw a Neveilah. One Talmud says, "Oy, it smells horrible." The other one said, "But her teeth are so white." Here Chazal gives us another example. Nevela stinks. Well, the street, we can't just get on, Nevela. Pasha, stick, Nevela. Zog the Gemara, the Ein Ra says it smells here. The Ein Teva sees the white teeth. I'm not saying, I tried a lot to understand. I don't have yet exactly oimek. What is the hispanus and the white teeth about? Yeah? So it bothers me that I don't feel that I would say that, yeah? So I don't have an ayin toivah. I'm trying to have an ayin toivah. But Chazal tell us, the measurement, people think the measurement is, if a guy is doing something, if I have good kavanas on him or not. I'm saying the easy, the light is try to think of the other person, he's working so hard. He's sitting in a simcha. Move the plate to the cater a little bit closer. Vos is? So he's getting paid. So what if he's getting paid? What is getting paid? 20 shekel an hour. Oy. 20 shekel an hour. Well, what is getting paid? Well, it's so hard to help him. If that guy has nicht. It's not also here. I'm a Zagid. I should have bought after Derek, under Derek. What was on it? So you can't help it. There's no mitzvah to help. Well, you only help people that are mamish, like laying on the floor dying. Then you help. What Ayin Toivah said? Thank you very much. He gave you the food. But he has to. What do you mean, but he has to? So when you go to camp, and no one tips you, and you get very upset, yeah? But you also, but this is your job. Said, I'm a job, you know, I'm doing it nicely, you know, I could do it with a sour face. You want to get a thank you, right? So the waiter, he also could put the food like this, yeah? He's trying to do it nicely. I ain't even look, the guy's really trying his best. This is the easy I am telling you. And I'm saying, you have to start to work there. But Chazal say that the Ayin Toivah is Mechayev. When you see an Avela in the street, you see the good. You see the good. Remember, there was a Tkufa and Yeshiva here. There were some guys that were disturbing the Bismedrash. Yeah. Mental problems, they're disturbing for different reasons. Yeah. So some people had tainus and yeshiva, but you know, a normal place, things are taken care of. You know, you don't leave it to the oilam to make a lynch or something like that, yeah? This was one group of oilam tainus. Yeah? So you were not here, that happened. And maybe the oilam are right on the tainus. Maybe the oilam are right. But the other side, I was seeing what different people think. Where is another place in the world? Hundreds of people are sitting, and a guy makes the oil of sugar, and no one gets up and gives him a patch. Oh, such a nice place. Pack it. Try to put him in a different place. In 2 minutes, it'll be a salad, yeah? Here, he did what he wanted, and he started, and this, and no one does nothing. And it's both are emes. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Person has a Rebbe that tries to help him. He messes around. Big times. Has Rebbe messed around? You think that the Rebbe tried to help you? He tried. He doesn't know how. So, forget it. Go say thank you. He tried to help you now. See the good. And life is kimat alamolazer. It's kimat alamolazer. A person that, even if the other person has private kavanas, the nevela smells. The nevela sruchoi. Kama levonim shineo. How much nice. A person that manages to get that midah, no one's tuzach. First, his friends realize it. It's a nice thing. But it's not only a nice thing. He, the whole day, he looks. I told you a couple of times, you know, I go into a taxi, it's the easiest time to do it. Because, you know, they don't laugh at you. I look. I see they have like a smell, you know, they have these trees that smell, I don't know if you know, they hang them up. They come in bags. They come and I say, psst, such a nice smell, they come in this taxi. The guy tells me, yeah, I bought it somewhere in a special place, yeah? He made his day. Yeah, you're trying to be nice. This is Ayin Toiv. I want to give you what is a Hefech of Ayin Toiv. Maybe you'll hear it. A guy has an argument with a taxi driver. Okay, so you give the shekel misafik because you don't want to be a ganav. And you tell the guy, taganav, and you go out of the taxi. I don't know if you saw a more bad bochum do it, yeah? But let get him to be like in a bad feeling for the whole day. Now what do you have for me? Let him to grill himself in. Mushchus. Ein ro. Mushchus. You go to a restaurant or a place. Okay, you're not happy. You leave, you give them like a dirty, you know, love shalom once. Well, you're not getting back your money. I'm not saying I'm all someone that's mamash. What do you have from it? I am Toivah. I know G'dayle Yisroel. When they would go to Dacha, to camp, I was with G'dayle in different camps. Every time, the Layetzim in a cloud. When we left after a couple of days, Tadam Gadol will go into the kitchen, find out who is the cook, and thank the cook. The famous Maestro Rabbi Yisrael, I told you. Rabbi Yisrael, once someone asked him to come to eat by him for the whole Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. He asked him to come to eat by him. So the guy said with one condition. If the Suda is for 1 hour. He said, Rebbe, you don't understand? By me, I have a lot of guests and the Anim come. The Rebbe is not the Kasher. I know, I'm telling you, I have this Almana. Her husband was the love of the Shtot. I give her Parnasa. She checks the chicken, she checks the rice. Rebbe, you could eat. I'm only coming if it's an hour, the Suda. Because again, one of the Yisrael is coming to study, one of the Yisrael to eat by him. Nishgiat HaBrera. Nishgiat HaBrera. Say that. So the Yisrael eats for the hour. And in the end of the meal, the Yisrael goes to the kitchen to thank, you know, the cook. He tells him, I'm so sorry, you know, because I came, you know, as much more guests, he had to cook more. She says, Rebbe, please come every week. It's the first week I could go back to be with my family. Every time the studio here is till 12 o'clock, I come back, all my kids are sleeping. You know, I like, you know, they don't have a father, they eat out. However, when I come back, Rebbe, if you come, I don't mind to cook 100 times. When you come, the meal finishes in an hour, I come back to see my kids. It's a shame the mice of Rebbe Yisrael. I'm asking, what is nice about the mice of Rebbe Yisrael? Rebbe Yisrael sees someone cooking, she stayed till 12 o'clock. She's not getting extra. She's the cook. This is her job. Yeah? Not like she's getting another 5 shekels. That's worth for her to stay or not. Her job is to cook by him. I'm always a meal. I'm always a bigger meal. She gets paid a salary. She has also a family. So Rebbe Yisrael, I could make her to be back. Ayin Toifa. Ayin Toifa. Sometimes a guy orders a closet. And the worker comes in, it's a Gemara Be'etzah. And the worker comes in and he breaks a light when he comes in. You make him to pay the light, 200 shekel. Then you find that there's a scratch on the closet. Because in the end you give him 500 shekel. Yeah? Cost him to make the closet 1,000 shekel. He lost money anyway. There's nothing what he could do. He broke the light. Rachmanis Aliyanan. Allah is only that he breaks even. But for this he worked for a couple of days. It's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. Baba Metzia says that Rav had these people that he sent them to bring Chavir Shilyayin. And they broke it. So Rav took their, not Rav, one of the other Amiroyim, I forgot the Gemara. So he took their clothes. So they went to the interior. And Ravuna, or Nachman, he told them to give it back. So he said, yeah. Says, yeah. So he said, Rebbe, but we worked the whole day. We broke the chavis in the end. And now we don't know what to come home to eat. So Rabbi Nachman told him, you have to pay the workers. I was sitting once in the basement with the Shmir Shabbos Kiyu Chosso. There was a guy, a worker that was working for a big chosher company. And he drove a car. And you know, Chweis, you know, they had this big green garbage. I don't know exactly, because he crashed the car into the garbage. It was his fault, and the insurance didn't cover it. So the owner of the company wanted to pay $100,000 of Chweis. It was a salary from 2 years that he passed, and the next year's salary. So the Shmir Shabbos told the guy in the company, you have to be Merchel. He worked for you. So he opened him this Gemara in Baba Metzia. So, well, you want to kill this person now? He's working for you. He didn't do it on purpose. I'm not saying now, I'm Mazik to Patel. Ayin Toiva. Ayin Toiva. A person has to get used to it. And I want to tell you, it's a zach, it's a secret, I'm telling you. If you work on it, you have it. I'll tell you, you know, we're close to Olam. A lot of times people ask me, like, how I have so much stories. And I'll tell you, I see the stories. I'll say, I make the stories, maybe I'll say. But I'll say what I need to say. Not every time the edit finishes up to be a story, yeah? But the pshat is, I walk around, I try. I see two people are fighting. I try to see something good happening. It's not like I sit up, okay, now I'm closing my gemara. No, go to this marriage and try to find something. Like if I can, I look around, I try to find the bad people. Yeah? But a person gets used to Ayin Toivo. Ayin Toivo. Try to help. Tell you, I was on the way here to come. And I was, you know, I wanted to speak about something else, but I didn't plan to speak about this in, you know. I wanted to look in the sefer. I walked out of the smedr 6 o'clock. And half an hour would be enough for me to prepare to speak half an hour. To prepare half an hour, yeah. Shoroshim, as they bad enough of, yeah, it has to be the same. I walk out, I get up in my seat, someone comes over to me. Okay, I tell him, it's too much for me now, I can't. So I walk another step, a guy comes over to me with a shayla. When he was a bacher, he was about to faint. And he fainted in a train. The kid said he was sure he's losing his life. They woke him up and he fainted. They woke him up like five times. So he got up and made a shvua, he was staying learning all of his life. Now he's married with kids. He wants to go out to work, he doesn't know what to do. So I told him, I have to say it about, please come back tomorrow, I will find out the shayla. I walk another step, I meet one of those yeshivas. The yeshivas does the soul. He has to give back a gmach tonight for $3,000, and he doesn't have the money. If I could call someone, so I called someone that I know, Choshe Gmach, I said, I'm signing, I'm achroi. You know, give him the money, and it's clear you did me a favor, and I'm signing. If he doesn't give back, I won't give the money. Yeah, hopefully he'll give. No, I'll come over to you. But I was left 10 minutes. So 10 minutes is a lot of time. I made up with someone. I think if I lives in yeshiva somewhere, older man. And they have a family that they don't have, the parents are a bit older, not Lamaisa. So the kids have to date today. So the father is not Lamaisa. Even though the great Sachem and Yeshiva is. So I said, I will be kid of the father of the girl. And I asked him, Yaman and Yeshiva, if we could use his house. So I just called to confirm to be sure that, that I have to straight after the vow to go. The kids, I get a message that we'll do it in that house. But the Bacher said, Bishum Parimov, he doesn't want to see Nissen Kaplan. He doesn't know who Nissen Kaplan is. Laman Yenoto, he's meeting the girl, but the guy's coming to Faharim. If Nissen Kaplan is there, he's not coming. So, Enoch Man, I asked these people that we could use the house. And only because I'm coming, they wanted that, I'm in their house. And so, I had to call them up and say that, it'll be in the house anyway, and you please host it and be nice to them, it's Mamash and Mitzvah for you. I said, I'll come a different night to visit you, but, and Malasot. Yeah? So they got very upset. Yeah? And I'm nervous that I have to think what to say. And they got so upset, these people. I told them, what do you want from the boy? He doesn't know the story, he doesn't know that there's a Nebuch story here. He hears he has to meet a girl tonight, and they're telling him somewhere is coming to Faharim before. He says, I'm sorry, It's not acceptable. You come to meet a girl, then also you meet the father. But stop. But the boy is not right. What, you want to tell them that it's another family? That a girl needs someone to be there? What's going to be done? Why are you upset? I said, I have to be insulted. Yeah? I said, a nice way what he said to me, yeah? Well, you understand that I was a person. I didn't tell you, what do you think? The boy's a bad boy? He's having a date and someone is going to spoil it for him. So he doesn't want someone to spoil it for him. Big deal? Nothing bad happened. And I really didn't get upset, I really didn't get hurt. When a person gets used to have Ayin Toivo, the whole world, the whole life, he uses it. He could sit and learn. And the whole time, everything is Ayin Toivo, Ayin Toivo. And everyone around him feels the Ayin Toivo. And his life changes. But a person has to get used to it. I'm saying, a person gets used to when he sees an Aveila. When he sees something bad. When I go and someone tells me, oh, the people of Israel push, the streets in Eretz Yisrael are bad, this person doesn't have Ayin Toivo. To talk like this is not Ayin Toivo. Someone speaks like this in America, it's okay, he speaks against the goyim, no. Not because I'm a tzayin. Ayin Toivo. It looks such nicer than Hevish and Matzah. Yeah? Every car feels Hevish, but also, But you really see it. It's minus. You're right. This chisroinus is minus. A person has to get used to it. I'm telling you. If you train yourself, the whole time, you don't get angry. You don't get upset. you don't get upset. Same. If you start to work on it, you have this kinyan. Ayin toiva doesn't come. And Chazal say, Mi sheyesh lo ayin toiva, mi talmidov shel Avraham Avinu. Umi sheyesh lo ayin ro, mi talmidov shel Bilam Harosha. You want to be mi talmidov shel Avraham Avinu? You have to start to have ayin toiva. You have to start to have ayin toiva. That's the show we'll have to see after the show.